Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Today, I want to continue talking about making a change even when it feels hard. It's worth discussing because we often underestimate how hard change really is. An object in motion wants to stay in motion, and we face inertia in our lives, not just in physics. We've been doing things our way for a long time. It starts from the moment you wake up in the morning. We all have that moment where we think the bed feels fantastic, and why would we ever get up? There's a great Marcus Aurelius quote about this that I love. At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, I have to go to work as a human being. What do I have to complain of if I'm going to do what I was born for, the things I was brought into the world to do? Or is this what I was created for, to huddle under the blankets and stay warm? So you were born to feel nice instead of doing things and experiencing them. Don't you see the plants, the birds, the ants and spiders and bees going about their individual tasks, putting the world in order as best they can, and you're not willing to do your job as a human being? Why aren't you running to do what your nature demands? You don't love yourself enough, or you'd love your nature too, and what it demands of you. Isn't that fantastic? And he makes an important point. When you think about the change you want to make, you know, it is hard. So you need to motivate yourself the right way. Are you trying to use negative motivation? Are you telling yourself, I want to do this because I hate how I am now? Stop it. Negative motivation will run out fast because change takes time. If you're trying to inspire yourself by saying, I hate my stomach, I think you're setting yourself up to fail. Your stomach is going to take time to change. Negative motivation runs out when you don't see a quick win. Instead, reframe how you think about your motivation for change. Look at what Aurelius said. Think about how you want to change because you love yourself. If you are trying to change because you appreciate yourself, I think you'll have plenty of long-term motivation. Now, let's get to today's tips. The best pre-workout might not be something you take right before you work out. A recent review of 77 studies found that a good night's sleep might be the best way to boost your performance. The scientists found that sleep deprivation makes your workouts much worse. It might not sound shocking, but you might be surprised how much it affects what your body can do. Not getting enough rest caused poor performance in skill acquisition and significant decreases in endurance, strength, power, and high-intensity interval-style workouts. In other words, any type of workout will be worse when you're getting less than 6 hours of sleep. And that's not all. Prior research also shows that poor sleep affects fat loss. According to research on more than 68,000 people, those who slept less than 5 hours per night weighed an average of 5 pounds more compared with people who got more than 7 hours per night. We know that sometimes you won't get as much rest as you want or need. So if you have to choose between going to bed later and waking up earlier, the most recent research suggests that burning the midnight oil is the lesser of two evils. Here's one thing you might not expect. If you're sleep deprived, your best bet might be shifting your workout to the morning. While all sleep reduction harmed workout performance, the decline was greater when workouts were performed in the afternoon than in the morning. If you struggle to improve your sleep, you've probably heard the typical recommendations such as cutting off technology and sleeping in a cool room. But if you stop eating about 2 to 3 hours before you sleep, it can also help improve your rest, as can getting sunlight in your eyes early in the morning to set your circadian rhythm and going to bed at a similar time. If you want to try a supplement, we don't recommend using melatonin. The best product we've found is the Sleep Pack from Momentous. It's a combination of three ingredients designed to help you wind down, relax, and help you fall and stay asleep longer. We love Momentous because they're a rarity in the world of supplements. Every product is tested by a third party, ensuring quality and purity. They are redefining the supplement category by doing things not typically done, including 10 contracts with the U.S. military to help develop high-performance supplements that work. As a member of the Pump Club, you get 20% off any product, including Momentous Sleep. Simply use the code Pump Club at checkout. Visit livemomentous.com and don't forget to use the code Pump Club for your discount. Now, let's talk about your brain. As you get older, you become more vulnerable to brain-related diseases as well as breakdowns in memory and cognition. But the time you spend in the gym could do much more than support muscle gain and fat loss. A recent study found that exercise might significantly reduce the likelihood of getting Alzheimer's disease. The meta-analysis reviewed 29 studies and included more than 2 million participants. While scientists are still researching how to prevent Alzheimer's, they've been uncovering more clues on strategies anyone can take to reduce the likelihood of the disease. They found that moderate intensity exercise reduced the risk of Alzheimer's by 15%, and high intensity exercise led to a 44% reduction in risk. And high intensity activities included lifting weights and running. More research is needed to determine exactly why exercise can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease, but current theories suggest it has to do with increasing the flow of blood to the brain, which offers a host of health benefits. Exercise is also associated with improvements to learning and memory, which might also help protect your brain. Finally, if you enjoy drinking alcohol, you might find this fascinating. We recently reviewed a post from Wired about miracle hangover cures. If you drink alcohol, it's a fun breakdown of different options. But when we looked into what causes hangovers, we found that the gene makes booze hit extra hard for some people. Researchers from Stanford University reviewed 21 studies and found that most over-the-counter solutions are a waste of money. Instead, your best hangover defense is eating a combination of protein and fat before drinking. Research suggests about 700 calories can do the trick, and downing water and electrolytes before bed. If you want to do everything possible to kill your headache, have some caffeine and try consuming vitamins B and C and zinc, all of which are depleted when you drink and could contribute to the pounding. No judgment here, but there's nothing to suggest any alcohol, even red wine, has health benefits. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.